Am I on or off?
I can hear you.
Hey, this is as good as it gets. The static I can't do much about.
We lost you.
Have me now.
You keep dropping in and out.
Okay, what am I supposed to do? I'll make it better, but I'm telling you right now, it's not. I can't do anything about the static. My turn. I hope you still have me. My turn. Dr. Gemara, we are an Ayin Gimel and Aleph. We are a Bahu Gavra. Now, how do you find Bahu Gavra? You place this A straight across. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. Bahu Gavra. There was a person who's having an Arab Chavre. He sold the field to his friend, the Kabil Alei, called unto the Mishalim. He accepted upon himself any accident that can happen. The Saif Afiku Beinara, the government decided to run a river through it. Asalik Kamed Ravina, Malazil Shavilites. He came to Ravina. So he told Ravina, told him, you gotta pay. He told the seller, you gotta pay. The Kabila said, call on to the Mishalim. You accepted any idness that could happen. Ravina, unto the Shrichum. And if that's not Shrich, it's not in his mindset when he accepted the Ainsim. That's not what he meant. So we see that even though an Ainis L'Shriach happened, we still say it's part of the Tanai. The Reisha says it's not a get. So Rav Difta says to Ravina, so because there's a stira, you can't ask Akasha? I'm a layin. Keep the Akasha Rachel is safely. Rebbe Midrasha, Mishabeshti. There's obviously some mistake in this price. Zubas and Swara. You go by Swara, and Swara says that it is not included in what he was Makabal. The Papa Rav Huda Ben Rishua, Sabin Shumshim Yagidid and Harmalka, they bought sesame seeds on the bank of the Malka River. Under Mochu, they hired sailors, Lavino, to take it across. Kabilu Alei Kalein to the Mishalim. The sailor said, we'll get it there no matter what happens. The slave is stuck in Aramalka. They dammed up the river, and they couldn't take it by river. Amr Lahu, Aguru Chamri of Kirinala, to hire donkey drivers and bring it to us. Kabilu Alei Kalein to the Mishalim. You said any items that happens. Also, the Kamil Rava. Amr Lahu, the Rava said to Rabbi Ben Rishun Rabbapa, Kaki Chiyuri, white geese. Rashi says because they were older. Mishalchi glimi the inchi. Unsid l'shirchi is an aynis l'shirch. The Mishnah Vayter. Achid email b'fnei edem. Once he gave her a get, mayayim l'achamisa, mayayim emesi, I should say, he should not have yichud with her unless there's somebody in the room. Afil api evad, afil api shivcha. Can be anybody. Chutz b'shivcha, so mishali b'gazba, her shivcha does not frighten her away. It's interesting that as far as the man is concerned, he doesn't seem to be bothered by the shivcha at all. It's not his shivcha. It doesn't make a difference to him. It's the woman that's embarrassed to have intimacy in front of a person except her own shivcha. What happens during the days, and this is a case according to Rashi, when she said, that the get should kick in right before he dies. And he kicks in the moments before he dies. We don't know what the moment before he dies is because it ain't Breira. We saw that she was alone with him in a dark room. She was sleeping with him. Under the bed. We're not afraid that they had intimacy. We are chayshish that they had znos, which is a contradiction to what we just said. Now, what's the case? My comment, we're going to have three pshatim in this brisa, and each one is going to have to fit in with a statement of Rabbi Yechonon elsewhere. My comment, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Hoki comment, Ruh Shenivu L'Choshe Shem Shem Kedushin. You see that she had it. If you don't see intimacy, don't assume intimacy. If you saw intimacy, assume that he had Kedushin. However, Nasla Ksafim, if he paid her for right after the intimacy, which is usually done by an out-of-wedlock intimacy, this is a present. So you don't have to do chayshim shem kedushin because some people will give presents to the woman they were mekadesh. Kaman asla hadam rabba b'bachonim rabbi yechiden machloikis v'shirul shenivela v'roizul shenivela hakoyle l'tzichay medugat. This is going to machloikis v'shamei b'tzol, the people that were married and got divorced and that were alone in a room. So Rabbi Yechon explained that if we don't see intimacy, we're not cheshish. The machlekes beishamay besilus, we see intimacy, where beishamay says we still don't assume kedushin, and besilus says we do. Who is that going like? Come on, kizivri akol, because both manjiyamim agreed here that we are. If you don't see intimacy, you're not cheshish, and if you do see intimacy, we are cheshish like besil. Maskel huabaya, midik safim tani. Does it say a word about money here? You added a whole new aspect to this brisa that doesn't exist in the brisa. Elamar Rabbi Yehochikam, Ru Shizivala, Chayshishim Shim Znos, and Chayshishim Shim Kedushin. We saw that the woman had intimacy. We are Chayshishim Shim Znos, and Chayshishim Shim Kedushin, meaning we're not Chayshish Kedushin even if we saw the intimacy, not like the first shot. If you see intimacy, you're Chayshishim Kedushin. Now, seemingly, this is the Machlekes Beishamai Beisol, but nobody holds like Beishamai. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda must, the Tanakhama must hold that Beisol never said Chayshishim Shem Kedushin. So come on, Rav Zohadam, Rabbi Bechon, Rabbi Echad, Machlekes Beishamai Beisol, Rabbi Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shady. But if we didn't see it, you don't need a second get. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Tanakhama, we wouldn't be Chayshish Kedushin, which means he holds there's no such Machlekes as Beishamai Beisol, because he would never pick Beishamai over Beisol. And if he's saying we're not afraid of Kedushin even with intimacy, obviously he holds Beisol never said it. Maskev L'Rabim came my app. What does Beisol mean? Also Kedushin. He just say Chayshish Shem Kedushin. Hello, my Rabbi Hachikamer. Beisol Yehuda, I'm absolutely rude. She's even the Chayshish Shem Kedushin. Beisol Yehuda takes it to the other extreme. Yichud itself means Kedushin. So the Tanakhama holds even Bia doesn't mean Kedushin, and Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda holds even Yichud means Kedushin. Polar opposites. So Kaman Asla, that means nobody says the Beisol differentiates between Yichud and intimacy. Nobody says that. Tanakhama would say Beisol didn't even say by intimacy it's Kedushin, and Rabbi Yehuda would say Beisol would say even Yichud is Kedushin. So obviously nobody agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's statement that there's a difference between Yichud and intimacy. Kaman Asla. It wouldn't go good to anybody. Tanakhama would say, even with intimacy, it's not Kedushin, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, even without intimacy, it's Kedushin, which means both of them don't agree to this understanding of Beisol. According to Tanakhama, there is no such Beisol, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beisol said it even by Yichud. What is she in the days? It's obviously talking about if he ends up dying from that illness. When he dies, it's a get, the kind of they get lachem. He made it retroactive to when he's still around. In the case of Eishani B'Olam, during the interval period till he dies, according to the Tanakhama, Yesh Breira, the get kicks in a moment before he dies. Until then, she's a full Eishas Ish, with all obligations both ways. By the Zakoy Bimtsiyasub and Maisideb, Aparas of Dorah, he gets her Mitzia, her earnings, and he has the right to nullify her to Dorim. The Yarsha and the Yarshans are in Matami love. He's a Kayan, he can be Matamater. It is his wife. Kalalu Chodavar, Harikashis Ish, the Chodavarel, El Shaina Chichaman and Getcheni means if he dies, she was divorced beforehand. Mayor says, it's retroactive all the way back to the beginning. He argues, he says, Me'eshani Baila means today. Today. And the Mela, we have to wait and see. If he dies, she was divorced. If he doesn't die, she wasn't divorced. So we have to wait and see what happens at the end of the day. And she'll either be Chai V'chatas, or she'll be Pater, depending if he ends up dying or not. It's not a suffix status. It's a Vadai Eishas-ish, or a Vadai not Eishas-ish, depending on when he ends up, if he ends up dying or not. He says we don't know when it kicks in. So at no point do we know, even if he survives, it might have been the time he was supposed to die. We have no idea. She would bring in Hashem Toli. Which again is the same as Rabbi. If he recovers, then it's not again. Even if it's Rabbi, it would not be again if he recovered. My Yikim and Rameir Lurav Yaisim. Rameir and Hashem Tolu Yikim and Nayim. The Rameir Lurav Maisi Hashem Tolu either is a get retroactive to the day he gave it, or it's not a get. Rameir Maisi Hashem Tolu. Chamman Begresh is in Begresh is Chamman Rav Yaisi. Isn't that the same as Rav Yaisi? I'm Rav Yaisi. I'm Rav Shmuel Chamman Chamman Begresh is in Begresh is by the Chaybims and Yisraha, he would have to pay her food, whereas Rav Yaisi would say he doesn't have to pay her food because it was a definitely good get. The question was, did he kick in? I forget, it's a subject whether the get worked or not. Therefore, Rav Yaisi says he's not obligated. Dr. Mishnah Vaitaya says, Gita Chamanasha Titin Bimisayim Zuz. Guy says to his wife, this is your get on the condition you give me 200 Zuz. Hires you Begarashas, it works with Titin and she gives it. Chamanasha Titin Bimisayim Achloshim Yayim. If he says, you give it to me within 30 days, and thus Limitach Shalom Yashin and Begarashas, the Ma'av Ainu Begarashas, the Gemara says, you shouldn't think that he just said that to Nai, he didn't mean 30 days. He meant 30 days. You give him a coat, it's Lucy. And the coat got lost. Which is a machloikis, was your main focus being mitzayer her? Or is the main focus together, double, to mitzayer her, but to make the money? So here, by making her pay 200 zuz, you make both together. My betitin, what does that mean, betitin, she gives it 200? When is the get chal? She gets chal today if she gives. But it's chal today. It's retroactive. It's chal when she gives it. My benign, I should discard it. I got lost or ripped. Could have Yehuda wouldn't work because at the end of the time when she gives it, the get can't be chal. There's no get. Whereas if it's retroactive, it does work. She needs a second get. We have the same machloikas in Masechtas Kedushin. You're Mekadeshis to me at the condition I will give you 200 zuz. I am Mekadeshis for Yitain. When he gives it, it's retroactive. If you remember, let's Yitain, it works when he gives it. My Benayu. Which, by the way, we could have said back yet, too. She was accepting Kedushin from somebody else. According to Rav Huna, she's married retroactively. She doesn't work. According to Rav Yehuda, she's married to the second guy. Rav Huna, I'm going to eat it, which is the condition. Mekayim to know of Azu, just keep the condition that goes retroactive. You would have Lakshi Yitin, Lakshi Yavlo, he would have a Kedushin. When he gives it, it's Kedushin. Hashtal have a Kedushin, it's not Kedushin. Now, why do they have to argue both by Kedushin and by Gerev? She knew Tzricha. Yes, when he got a Kedushin, welcome Rav Huna, but Yitin, from the Kruvikasi, he wants to marry her. Since he wants to marry her, he wants it to be Chal as soon as he can. He's obviously dragging his feet. He's making her pay for the get. So obviously he wants to delay things. Even by the letter of Yehuda, that he means that she kick him when she pays. We ask him, because at the end of the day, he's going to ask him for the money. He really means it. He's going to ask him for the money. She's not going to ask him for the money. She's marrying him now. She's going to start demanding. It's bad enough. After they get married, she's going to get his credit card. She doesn't want to bother him now. So therefore, they argue in both cases. I can say the opposite by Rav Yehuda. That over there, she doesn't want the Kedushin to kick in until she gives it because she might, until he gives it because she's afraid to ask for it. So she doesn't want to commit herself until she sees the money. He's not embarrassed to ask for it. Probably wants to delay the Gerushin. That's why we need both cases. Basically. Don't get married to somebody else until she pays it, because if she never ends up paying it, she's not divorced. She gave it, she's divorced, because she never paid. She can still pay one of the relatives. I can only plead the master of a leaving the Yorkshire. One means you give it to me. My son after the yardshot. If a cool alma meet to know but it works retroactive, it can't work now, he's dead. Jump to the review, that's slug up to review. I'm not going to be who's the Amari Rabbi. I'm not going to be a Rabbi, because I'm not going to be a Maxwell dummy. Rabbi holds Amanas is retroactive. Obligi Rabbanon Alei, another Amik Rabbanon. And I hold like Rabbanon that Amanas is not retroactive. It means when you pay to kick it. V'am Rav Zera, Kavina B'Bobo, when I was in Bobo, Lamina, we used to say, Hold on, Rav Huna, Rabbi, because I'm Amanas, Gavim, Machshud, Ami, Obligi Rabbanon Alei. In Bobo, they said it to Machloikis. Kesliku, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachtel, Rav Asi, Dabi, Yassu, Kama, Shvid, Rabbi Yechilin, I come by the Bible and ask him, Machshut, I mean, there's no such machloikis. The machloikis, Rabbi Drabonon, is the case, Mayem Lachamisa, is that a condition? Or is that a suffering that he might be retracting? Well, Tanya, and we have a Bryson that says that. Mayem Lachamisa, get Vayna, get Dibri Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's a suffering get. Rabbi Yemek is that get. Mamela, that's the case of the machloikis. Doesn't say a case of machloikis in Almanach. They could argue about Manas, and for sure they would be arguing about Mayem Lachamisa, which we had problems with. Why are they dependent on each other? The Gemara was asking the Rebbe that even by Mayem Lachamisa, he says it's a Tanai. This is about Manas, that even there they're Mesopic. The Kayak of Heter is more. Amanasha didn't leave Mikai Bachelashim Yai. Cheetah. That's a good amount of Pateh, but Kapay the Lav Kapay. He doesn't really care. Lazar Zakasi. He's just trying to give us Jesus. The Mash Malon that he means 30 days. I'm Rav Shem Gamliel Maisa Batsidan. My ton of the Tony Maisa. What did he say? Usually a Maisa is referring to Halacha. There was no such Halacha here. The Gemara Achsur Mechshav Hakitani. Amanasha didn't leave Tzulisi. Bob did Tzulisi and got lost. It's a lucid davka come right now. He meant, give me the coat. Showing him the alignment to place the mehab. Because even though he wants to be Mitzahar, he really wants Harvacha also. Give me my coat. You have the Tzalusa, I'm going to come and place the mehab. She pays the money. This is your get on the condition you give me 200 zuz. And then he wants to be Michael her. Mahu. Now this Shiloh can be Tabayla Rabbanon, Tabayla Shimon Gamliel. Tabayla Rabbanon, I'm going to be mostly acting about the reason over there they insist on the code because he wasn't Michael her. Abeloch and Kamala Machulubach, he was Michael to her. If he's Michael, she doesn't have to keep the Tanai. I do my Philip Shimon Gamliel, I'm going to give him a vice live a dummy. That's because at least he made money. I would have gone life, but if he wants to, for nothing, he can't be Michael her. Amalei Aina Magoresha, she cannot be Michael her. That's right. I ban you in having pleasure from me unless you give my kid a core of wheat and two covers of wine. So we see the Chachamim hold. You can say it's like you got it. So why can't you say it over here by the get? So the Gemara Hachiyashta. Part of get is the torture her, bother her. But by debtor, it's only to make money. Well, Yitzchak, he can take it and give it back. Whereas by get, there's an element of tsar that's not being done. Dr. Rabbi Tahu Gavra, there was a person that I reached, he told the sharecropper. Everybody has 3 times a year they water it. They get 25%. Adoli Arboa Vachal Tosa. The site was the Mitra, it rained. And they didn't need the 4th time. Amar Rav Yosef Halo Dala. It didn't work. You only get 25%. Rabbi Amar Halo Yitzchucha. Didn't need it. Now, before I move on, just want to say that this Shaila is a practical Shaila. One of the Tshuva Svarim. Somebody said he hired a guy to do his snow, to do his driveway, and it didn't snow that year. So he doesn't want to pay him. He said, I didn't snow. Why should I pay him? I hired him to do it. Didn't snow. And the driver says, I was hired, I was available to do it, it's not my fault that it didn't snow enough that I should plow your driveway. This is the Gemara. We paskin like Rabba. The upshot is, as long as the guy was willing to do it, Rabbanish made it rain, so he gets his 33%. So we paskin halacha, that he has to pay the guy, because it's not, the guy was willing to do it, there was no snow, it's like when it rained, and he didn't have to water the 4th time. At the time that you didn't have to plow, not a taina. I was hired to plow if there's snow. Just like this person was hired to water it a 4th time if it doesn't rain. If it rains, he doesn't have to water it a 4th time. So it's mamash practical halacha. They all bring this gemara. We pass them like rabba. then the guy gets paid 33%, and therefore the plow driver will get paid because he was hired to plow if there's snow. It's not his fault that it didn't snow. That seemed to say that we want to, if he gave it, there has to be something given.
The plow driver makes more money by not plowing that.
Again, this guy makes more money. I mean, because why? Saves the gas. Well, that's not the taina. The taina is you didn't have to plow, just like you didn't have to water. And the answer is he was ready to plow, and that's what he gets paid for. He doesn't get paid for the plow, but he gets paid for the availability of the plow. It's not his fault that it didn't snow. I think in America, not that I care what the Geisha law says, but the Geisha law would be the same. You hire a guy, you contract it. Right? That's why there's some people that contract and some people don't contract because they only want to pay if it snows. This is the shekel that every homeowner has every year. You hire a guy to plow your driveway, you don't hire a guy to plow your driveway.
But
same thing, it didn't snow. Again, he might be a guy. It's his luck. We don't believe in luck, but it's his fortune. Doesn't say davened. Doesn't say tefillah. Helps, but doesn't say that. And Mamas Paskin Lamai said, this is a Shiloh and I wanted to choose this for him, and that's what they Paskin. I think Rambai Shah Paskin, a few people Paskin that way. It's a Farish Gemara. So I think I'm a Tinsra, a Kaimalan, a Hilkas, a Kavasa, the Rabba, the Baha'in, a Lok, a Shimon Gamliel. So obviously, Rabba is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Hello, Loyalim Krabbonim. Everybody gives to the Rabbonim, they buy the coat. You have to give the coat. I get there's an element of tzar. It's only for profit, and he didn't need it, meaning he only wanted to have it watered. He got it watered. That's all. It's not his. It's not the RS's fault that it rained. It's his benefit. Tan Hasan. B'shayin avanit meyem shnayim vasim chaydish used to hide. At the end of the 12th month, they say chalut lois to the bati arachaim, but should not come back to him. Hiskin hill azalkin she chaylish shmeisim lishka, that he can throw the money into a room and bezin. The shayves adalos unichnas and go take the house. The emes is shiurta. Whenever the guy feels like it, hello, that person you have to trust meisim. Now the question is, this is going to be the tula shyness of Rava and the tula shyness of Rabba. What was Rava mesakin? That you can give it against the guy's will, plus the fact, even when he's not here, or is giving it against the guy's will, that's, you don't need a takana. It's only because he's not here. Which was necessary? What was Hill's takana? Was it a double-step takana or a single-step takana? Was it that without the takana, the guy has to be willing to accept the money, and he has to obviously be here? And Hill said, he doesn't have to be willing, and he doesn't have to be here. Or he never had to be willing. Hill only added that he doesn't even have to be here. Now, Kamina is a baguette. He said to the woman, I'm divorcing you with the condition you give me 200. Now she comes to give the 200, and you don't want to take it. There's no takana of Hill. And she gives it to you against your will. Is that called giving or not? Was that part of Hill's takana that means b'etzim it's not giving? So baguette, it's not giving. Or pshat is that's considered giving. It's only that you have to be here. In this case, the man is here. In the case over there, he hid. So he'll make that comment that he can give it to him without him being here. So this is a machlekes Rav and Rabbah in both lashonos in opposite ways. In the first lashon, Rav holds that takana was a double fold takana. Rabbah says maybe not. And in the second lashon, Rav says it's a one takana. Rabbah says maybe it's double. By the way, this is also negeya. At least they bring it in. It's not so pashut. Somebody wants to give somebody shlachmanos, and the guy refuses to accept it. I don't want to take your shlachmanos. Sends them a nice some tray, the thing. Guy says, I'm not taking it. And you put it down on his table, even though he doesn't want it. Well, you yite to the mitzvah shlachmanos. It was in the scene of Al Korcha. He didn't want it. You put it down on his dining room table. You sent it with a messenger, and the guy said, excuse me, I'm not accepting Svalmanus. And he put it down on your dining room table. Nesina Balkorch. Is it a Nesina or not? Nesina depends on these two Lashaydas. Except they say, but Svalmanus, it might be different. Because the purpose of Svalmanus is to show Reyes, show friendship. The fact that you wanted to give it to him, it accomplished what Svalmanus is supposed to do. It's Machoikis. There's a Shaila, what the Inyan of Svalmanus is. I forgot who says it. I think the Trumas Hadeshin. One of the early Achoinim says the purpose of Shlachmanis is to have for Sudas Purim. The Mela, he has to actually take it. If he doesn't take it, he doesn't have for Sudas Purim. The Manas Halevi said the purpose of Shlachmanis is to be Marba Reyes. He doesn't have to have it for the Suda, just to show that you like him. So they want to make this an Avkamina. The guy refuses to take it. You show that you like him by giving it to him. He doesn't want to take it because he's not in the mood or whatever reason. But you showed Reyes. But he doesn't have it for his Suda. So that's what they're titled, the Shaila. Just an interesting Shaila. Whether in a scene about Karach Lishman, a scene. Anyway. Tana Asim B'Shayit, I did B'Yem Shnei Masachai, the Shecha Ishkabait, we did that. Amar Rabbis, Kinash Shechel, Dishmai, Shagitah, Kamlash, Titli, B'Zayim, Zuz. Menasma B'Dayta, Megareshes, V'Akorcha, Eina, Megareshes. Why? B'Dihitzchah, Lehul, L'Skun, in the scene of Akorcha, Tavil, in the scene. He had to make it a Takana, because Rabbi understands it was a double Takana. Called the Bava, in the scene of Akorcha, Lehav, in the scene. Maskim or Rabbah, maybe Tamer of Simi Rashim, maybe not. But don't make Yisrael the Skunish like the fun of. Maybe the Sina Bakorach was in the Sina beforehand. He only made Takana that he can help Shlai the fun of. Before the baby died, the baby Bakorach had the Sina. Ikin the army, I'm a rabbi, but the Kanash Shah is a Gitra Kamash, the Sam says, not the baby died, the baby Bakorach will have the Sina. The second Lashon, he says, it is in the Sina. But Yisrael the Skunish like the fun of. Before the baby died, the baby Bakorach had the Sina. Maybe even before if he needed to be Masakim. He'll be thinking it was Masakim both things, and we have no Maskana. Everybody should have a wonderful day.